This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Students of the day. Here we are. We are students of the day on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug. I sometimes say Doug. As in Doug, Stefana. Yes. It's the Doug. Actually, when I was a disc jockey, one of the standard slug lines was "You're digging the Dugger" on FM 105.7. So I suppose that could be you're still digging the Dugger long after FM 105 went in that carnation. Incarnation went away. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. So, we are here to get you to feel good.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We are here. Pronouncement number one. We are here. We're here to get you to feel good about you and get you to smile maybe a little bit. Because when you smile, I think people smile back. Don't you think that's the case? When you smile at somebody, don't you find more often than not,
yeah, but you can't smile at people anymore.
Oh, why? I do.
I find myself doing it and going, oh, they can't even see me. I smile when I walk by somebody.
Because of the mask.
Because you have the mask on.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
That's when you can smize, like Tyra taught us.
I know, but it smize? Doesn't work. I feel like we're losing our connections. It's very
What's
bad.
A smize?
Smile with your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can see sort of the wrinkle lines around your eyes if you're smiling. Can't you see that a little bit? You can tell by the tone a little. Yeah, I think that's true. Yep. So anyway, I want you to get the message from us that we're smiling upon you, and that's good. Smiling makes you feel good. I think all people who smile feel good about themselves, and they feel good when somebody smiles back at them. So just try that a little bit today, even if it's a smize, as the ladies have suggested. Interesting technique. All right, so what do we have to follow up with that? Jennifer, get some good news? More good news?
Well, I think...
Good things?
Yeah, I think it's... Hello, is this thing on? Hello?
Yeah. Yes, it's working. We can hear you fine.
Okay.
Well,
I was just checking. Sometimes, yes. You know, I just never know. All right. Yes. So maybe this, I think this can be considered good news. I filed it under good news, and that is even though people are obviously a little scared about what the economy is going to look like after all of the shutdowns, we're seeing some states go back into another round of shutdowns after reopening. That's really tough on small business. It seems that coronavirus has actually made the stock market an investment favorite for at least 28% of Americans. This is a new study that's out right now that says that U.S. adults are viewing the stock market favorably, even though there's a lot of uncertainty about what companies are going to make it through all of this. More than a quarter of Americans are looking toward the stock market for long-term investments of at least 10 years, according to a new personal finance survey. 28% of U.S. adults in a sample of just over 1,000 respondents said that they would prefer to invest their excess funds in the stock market for a decade or longer. This response is up 8% from the same survey that was done in 2018. So that's pretty good news that even though there's so much uncertainty that people are still feeling like the stock market is something that is good for a long-term investment. I speak about this myself, not that I took a huge amount to invest, but I was talking with someone who's in the financial sector and said, well, even with the market dropping, this is actually an opportunity because things that are not going away will be low now but maybe continue to rise. So, for instance, the cruise industry, that's what I did. I put $500 into Carnival. Now, is that going to let me retire on it? No, but I don't plan on taking it out for a while. I feel like eventually cruises will come back, and eventually maybe my little teeny tiny $500 investment will actually pick up some steam. And so I think maybe
$600.
Yeah, well, hey, it was up to $1,100. I more than doubled my money now because they closed down. They did a second round of closures. I'm still up, you know, $150, but I'm just going to let it sit there and see. And so I think that when you ask Americans what their favorite investment option is right now, according to the survey, at least, that was done by Bankrate, 28% favor the stock market, 26% favor real estate, 18% say cash investments, 14% say gold and metals, and 4% say bonds, Bitcoin, or cryptocurrency. So
nobody says
I think
cannabis?
If you're looking... No. It was not on the list. Sorry.
I'm
cannabis
the farm.
Stocks are very They're very volatile. It's not an easy thing to invest in. A lot of people went in and lost their shirt on that.
Yep.
People are still smoking it and still using hemp for all kinds of stuff, but it's just it's like cryptocurrency in a sense. It's very difficult to hedge your bets on it.
Well, that's because the government is so erratic when it comes to dealing with it. Yes, Jennifer.
So
on that note,
we, in California, we legalized marijuana a few years ago, and everybody was like, oh, you know, going to vote for this or not. I did not vote for it. It has nothing to do with whether or not I believe in legalizing marijuana. It was how the bill was written and how the state was going to handle the distribution. And I hate to say I was right, because in California, they're
Why
now
do you hate
going
to say
after,
you're right? You know, I'd be proud of being right.
I love to say
Jennifer
that.
Horn was right. Yes.
Because it has been a stupid disaster. Here's the thing. Anybody who was smoking marijuana was already doing it. They already had a place to get it because of medical marijuana. They had a dealer or they had a card that allowed them to get medical marijuana. Or they were growing it themselves here in California. Yeah. You can do that. And so what happened is that nobody went to these state or these facilities that were supposed to be taxed and on the up and up by the government providing recreational marijuana. And now the government in California that has let, like, rapists, sexual offenders, murderers, violent criminals out of prison because of COVID, they've now got a task force that they're running through the state. It just started this week to go after people who are selling marijuana illegally. So now we're going to go after the guy who's selling people marijuana, who's been doing it for years, put him in jail while everybody else who's committed violent crimes is going out because the state isn't making enough money in tax revenue from the sales of marijuana. It's just so stupid. It is absolutely backward in the way I think a lot of states are trying to roll this out.
Well, there's so much criminal activity associated with it and those sorts of things, like back in the Prohibition era, when how many people lost their lives.
They're trying to tax the heck out of the people that want to do it legally. The people that want to do it the right way are, you know, kind of getting it in the shorts. And so somebody who has been buying their weed from someone this whole time goes, why am I going to pay all this extra money to go to that place? I'm going to just keep buying it the way I've been buying it forever.
Yep, yeah.
And so it doesn't never work. Cracked down on it before, so why would they start cracking down on it now?
Speaking of cracking down on law enforcement, I don't know how many of you have been following the case of those three people who were killed, the fishermen who are going out into this area in Florida, and what now has transpired as the authorities have found out who killed these three and why. The sheriff of this particular county said this is the most egregious example of evil in the flesh that he has ever seen. What happened? Two brothers who were sharing the same woman were influenced by this woman who said that these three guys had been looking at her. That was
no.
it. These two brothers went out and killed these three guys on the word of this. You look at this woman and you and the guys who did it have records as long as your arm. This is an example of how the system just doesn't work. One of these brothers had been arrested 230 times
since he was 12
years
old.
Yeah.
This was in Florida? Was this
yes.
in Florida?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. You hear these stories of, like,
oh
you
my
know, this,
God, you talk
of a
about
woman,
them.
You know, who, you know, manipulating men, and you hear these, like, Black Widow-type stories, and then you don't usually it's in a Lifetime movie, and you don't really think it's real, but this is just crazy. Oh, my God.
I think this is a little different, though, because that may have been the case
in
why they went after
it.
Well, this guy, though, is really the evil kingpin.
Oh,
I mean, he's
horrible.
He's had all sorts. I mean, his rap sheet, as Doug said, is just miles long. And so whether
why is
this
he even
woman
out?
Said, it's not, you know, usually with the Black Widow stories, it's like the nerdy bank guy who goes, ooh, this hot chick wants me. I'll go kill somebody for her.
Yeah.
This was, I don't know, these guys probably did it for fun. It's
that's
like
exactly
it's
why
a,
they did it.
I don't
sport.
Feel like, I don't want to, you know, discriminate against someone's looks, but I'm going to. It feels like all those women look like the mom of the bad guys in Goonies. Like, it's never someone who, you know, maybe just missed out on the crown of, like, Miss Alabama. It's, like, never anyone you would think could control men, you know, and have them falling at her feet. But it's always some, like, busted-looking woman.
And then
I never understand
the three of them go to McDonald's after they've killed these three guys and
naturally
share 10 hamburgers between the three of them.
Ugh.
10 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I don't know. This guy, the main guy, Tony Wiggins is his name. He's the one that really seems to be the, I don't know.
Well, yeah. it's bad. Yeah.
And
the system has broken down.
And his father, one of the victim's fathers rushing there to try to help his kid, who called, because remember one of the kids called for help.
Was still alive.
And the father rushed down there. I just can't even imagine.
Yep. So this guy has been arrested and before. He's had multiple burglary arrests, multiple aggravated battery arrests. He almost killed somebody in a fight. Aggravated battery on law enforcement, that is, he almost killed a police officer.
He just broke someone's arm, just went up and broke somebody's arm. That was the latest.
Psycho.
And why this guy wasn't sitting in jail, I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, this is an example of where capital punishment, even though it doesn't prohibit, it doesn't do deterrent, these three people all should be put to death. Just get rid of them. They never will contribute anything to society. They haven't. They can't. They won't. And so they shouldn't be. Maybe I don't know what this sounds like, but I don't want to breathe. I don't want to be breathing the same air they're breathing. They have no business being on this planet alive. None of them. After that, they did it for sport. It was like a bad. You talk about Lifetime movies. It's like one of those bad movies. That you see, it just is. It's creepy because these people exist. They make it through the system. 230 arrests in 13 years.
The other thing that's interesting of the three guys who were killed. Isn't one of them has a father who's a judge or something?
Yeah, he's the one that tried to come and save him. Yeah,
I think wasn't that the initial theory that this was retaliation against something that the father had done? But it turns out it's not. It's just a psychotic woman and two psychotic.
I haven't seen too much more about the girlfriend that Doug is talking about. But what apparently,
she's about 12.
Yeah, the Daily Mail kind of gets into this a little bit deeper and says that they, I guess there was some sort of truck deal. They were like, I don't know, there was some sort of argument over a truck. And these three people overheard the plans of the other three at a Dollar General store. So they followed them. Mm. And it just really stalked them. And then they went to McDonald's after it was all over and ordered their cheeseburgers. So they heard about these plans in the Dollar General and just took action from there.
It's disgusting.
It is.
Yeah, they followed their victims after overhearing their phishing plans at a local Dollar General. T.J. Wiggins wanted to confront one of the guys over a truck deal that went wrong, some sort of truck deal. And 10 minutes after he left the store, then he called his dad for help, and that's when this all unfolded.
They, again, have no business being alive on this planet. 19 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Scarlet, the Rolling Stones. You ever think, by the way, it's 23 after on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you into the music portion of this hour of our DJV get-together. What the Rolling Stones or any of these groups, the Beatles, any group that gets together, a bunch of guys or women start singing together, what they think themselves of what they are doing or who it is that captures the magic first. I've often wondered that, especially about the Rolling Stones. You know, you listen to them and how it's so Mick with the singing, but the, you know, the music that goes with it, the guitar, the instrumentation, and how that, you know, the how it sounded the first time. I've always wondered about that. You never hear any of those. Is there any recording of them just kind of jamming as they got to be friends?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
It's a thought. Yeah. When the Stones rolled out details of their upcoming Goat's Head Soup box set earlier this past month, one of the most exciting elements for their fans was a previously unreleased song recorded with Jimmy Page that you're listening to here called Scarlet. The set's not coming out till September the 4th, but this week the band released the highly anticipated track. The song was cut in October 1974 with Keith Richards, Jimmy Page, both handling guitar duties, and Traffic's Rick Gretsch on the bass. Keith says, "My recollection is that we walked in at the end of a Zeppelin session. They were just leaving, and we were booked in next, and I believe that Jimmy decided to stay. We weren't actually cutting it as a track. It was basically just for a demo, just to get the feel of it, but it came out well, and with a lineup like that, you know we better be using it." In 1975, Page told Rolling Stone Rolling Stone magazine that he thought the track was supposed to be a B-side of a Stones record. It sounded very similar in style and mood to those Blonde on Blonde tracks, Jimmy Page said. It was great, really good. We stayed up all night, went down to Island Studios where Keith put some reggae guitars over one section. I just put some solos on it, and it was 8 in the morning the next day before I even was able to do that. I remember first jamming the song with Jimmy and Keith in Ronnie's basement studio. Mick Jagger said it was a great session. The new edition of Goat's Head Soup also features the previously unreleased tracks Criss Cross and All the Rage, along with rare demos and a complete concert taped at a gig in Belgium in 1973. Stones originally planned on touring American football stadiums this year, but certainly that isn't going to happen this year anyway. During the downtime, they've released a new song called Living in a Ghost Town, their first original song since 2012. So the Stones are at it. Interesting Jimmy Page story. I never heard this one before.
No, I like the song, though. It's very cool.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. Yes,
I didn't know. It's I love seeing old documentaries. We've been watching a lot of stuff about Laurel Canyon. And, like, Ringo was actually really good friends with Mickey Dolenz, the drummer for the Monkees, which was always a joke that the Monkees were created to be, like, the American Beatles. And so it's I like seeing who was actually friends with whom. And to see that I never knew Jimmy Page and the Stones ever had any crossover. And the fact that he played on this song is really cool.
Jimmy Page lives in a house across the street from Uri Geller's old house in Sony. And apparently he's quite noisy in the neighborhood. Muddy Waters, now in our musical focus. His former house in Chicago is going to be renovated into a museum and also a community center. National Trust for Historic Preservation given $50,000 to transform the Grammy-winning blues musician's brick house, which is on South Lake Park Avenue in the North Kenwood neighborhood of Chicago, into the Muddy Waters.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers in the U.S. House have voted to remove statues of Confederate leaders from the U.S. Capitol. The statues include the bust of former U.S. Chief Justice Roger Taney, who wrote the Supreme Court decision that people of African descent were not American citizens. President Trump comparing his work for black Americans to those who held the Oval Office before him, saying during a briefing yesterday and responding to Joe Biden's comments, calling him the first racist to be elected president.
I've done more for black Americans than anybody, with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln. Nobody has even been close.
The president noting the passage of criminal justice reform and that the unemployment numbers for most minority groups were at a very good standing before the pandemic. And this is USA Radio News.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots, and the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
Increased testing coming to nursing homes in the states hit hard by coronavirus, as President Trump says all personnel in the facilities will be tested at the highest level, explaining thousands of tests that give results in just minutes are now being shipped out to support the effort. And he said, an extra $5 billion in funding has been distributed to nursing homes across the nation. On the pandemic overall, the president says,
but we're working with very talented people, very brilliant people, and it's all going to work out, and it is working out.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says he is trying to remain faithful to the GOP's principles that he grew up with, even as he says his party is going in a very different direction. Romney says he is not certain of the future course of the party. During a webcast Tuesday, he said the GOP under President Trump seems more comfortable with dictators and anti-democratic leaders than ever before. The Pentagon says progress is being made against ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman said that the coalition's forces are continuing to put constant pressure on ISIS and will not rest until the organization is defeated. And Kim Kardashian is reportedly meeting with divorce lawyers, a close source saying the reality TV star is exploring her options to leave Kanye West.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Here we are, here we go, back on the DJV show. How do you like that for a rhyme, ladies? Here we are, here we go, it's back to the DJV show. You're not impressed? I don't hear anybody.
All right.
In the background. Yeah, right, listen to that enthusiasm. Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the DJV program. I will tell you that Victoria always and Jennifer are looking out for my best interests. They don't always do it in the most positive way. I was convinced by a friend of mine to use, you know, we're all going into this business with our allergies. We all have them. All three of us have the allergy reaction to pollen in the air, whatever is out there. So I've been trying different things, experimenting with this, that, and the other to try to keep my voice from cracking because it doesn't sound good for a radio professional. I have to be going through that. So a friend of mine said, try some coconut oil with hot water. So I put some coconut oil in some hot water, and I mentioned that during one of the last breaks that my mouth felt like it was covered with something. And so when I said that, Victoria said, well, you're going to have an upset stomach pretty soon because this is not a good combo to be ingesting.
And coconut oil is wonderful to cook with, and it's great.
So what's the difference? If you're ingesting it, what difference does it make?
When you cook with coconut oil, you're not ingesting that much of it because it cooks away. So, but you're just taking regular coconut oil, dumping it into hot water and drinking it. That can give you a pretty upset stomach and can give you, you know, the runs. So,
really?
All I said was don't go too far on your tractor today. That's all I said.
Are you saying
I don't know
you
how that's not
rumbling?
Being positive.
No, I don't feel any rumblings, gentlemen, but thanks for asking. No, I'm feeling pretty much myself, thanks. I might feel a little differently after I get done with this cheese and wine box that the two of you are talking about. What the heck is that all about?
Well, this is the limited edition Cheez-It and house wine package. It's a special
Cheez-It like the cracker?
Yes.
The
cheese
crackers?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And you said this is trending everywhere?
This is very popular.
On my social media.
Yes. So, yep. And so they do this once a year. And it's $29.99. It's a 3-liter box of rosé, and which is the equivalent of 4 bottles, and 20 servings of Cheez-It white cheddar crackers. And so this is in time for they always time this for National Wine and Cheese Day, which is this Saturday. And so you can buy it at originalhousewine.com. It's the second year that Kellogg's and Original House Wine of Walla Walla, Washington have teamed up. Last year they did the Pinot. It was a red wine blend, actually, with the traditional Cheez-It yellow crackers. That sold out in minutes. And I suspect this one will, too. And our very own Jennifer Horn has already had it.
I really? Loved it, by the way. It was so fun. So my dad hosts a food and wine show, and he happened to get one of these sent to him to try. And the other day when I was on the air, I get a text message from Courtney, who produces the show. She's one of my best friends. And she sends me a picture, and she says, we're really going to class it up here today. This Cheez-It in the rosé box. So, yeah, we tried it. And the rosé, I have to tell you, pretty darn good. Right. And the cheese is obviously the white cheese. I've never had the white ones before. That's where it's at. That was probably the best cheese that I've ever had. The only problem is we couldn't decide if we should disconnect the boxes or if we should refrigerate it altogether because the rosé needs to be cold. Mm-hmm. So the rosé could have been colder because we had just put it in, and the Cheez-Its could have been warmer. But all in all, it was pretty darn good.
And, you know, boxed wine sales, I know a lot of people, like, kind of look down on boxed wine. Boxed wine sales during the pandemic have skyrocketed.
Here's why you shouldn't look down on boxed wine. It used to be that Franzia, like, some of those brands would get the bad rap because it was all white Zinfandel in the box.
Yeah.
And I can always remember, like, when my parents had a party, because they weren't big drinkers when I was growing up, they would have, like, this box of, like, white Zinfandel, and it would be in our refrigerator for, like, a year because no one would ever finish drinking it.
A box of wine? How do you? What is it?
Yeah, it
used to be a big deal during the 80s. Yeah, you'd put like it had a dispenser and a box on it, and it would be like a couple
bottles
of wine.
You mean like the coffee dispensers they have in these in Dunkin' Donuts, cardboard box?
The box at Dunkin' Donuts is the same idea with the boxed wine.
Right. They used to do that for parties, and it was always cheap wine that would go in those boxes.
That's a good thing. I don't drink coffee and wine.
But now they're actually putting pretty decent wine in the boxes, and the boxes, especially if you're a single person or if maybe it's just a two-person
house, you're
not going to drink a lot of wine.
Wait a minute. What kind of romance? So you're going to go...
There's no romance.
You got a box of wine you're going to open. Oh, let me pop the cork on this box of wine.
No. Wow. The romance comes from popping the cork. I get it. Yes. For the experience, you definitely still want to go in that route. But a lot of people, like me, who maybe just want to have one glass of wine at night, you don't want to open up a whole bottle because if you open up a whole bottle, then the wine starts to go bad. It's never as good, right? So with the box, everything stays fresh. So truly, they're putting better wine in boxes now because...
The next thing you'll do, somebody will put milk in a box. I can hardly wait to see that.
It's called a milk carton.
Yeah,
it's been
done there
for years.
Yeah, but I'm talking about
it's the same.
You're in the milk business. How do you even say that and not know that it's been in a box? Like, that's how people do it.
That's not milk in a box like
it's wine
in a box.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Right. Anyway, Jen, I know you're right. I've been hearing, he's just not going to shut up in the background, but I've been hearing what you're saying from other people that boxed wine has gotten so much better.
Yeah. And it's the screw cap. Everybody like was going, oh, we don't want a screw cap. But now really good wines are in screw caps because the corks corrupt the wine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. I've had enough of this. In a moment, we'll get to China going on. So what?
I said you're so
cheery.
Would you
rather talk about Cheez-Its and rosé or China? I mean, come on.
Well, I think we've had the Cheez-Its and rosé conversation.
Not enough.
So perhaps now we add a little meat to the discussion by talking about some of the items of interest for some of our listeners with regard to China and what's going on, the intrigue. It's like a soap opera, actually, between what's going on in San Francisco. But there's a couple of other things going on, one in Taiwan and the other one in Hong Kong, that we ought to get to in a matter of moments. But speaking of oil, those of you who haven't heard our discussion, the clip of the day today at djvshow.com is a focus on avocado oil. That's where I got this whole thing about what to do with the avocado oil, whether I should cook with that, put on my face, whatever. Part of the discussion, is it good? Is it healthy for you? Do you cook it over a high heat? All this fascinating conversation is our clip of the day at djvshow.com. Is it oil that you, is the stuff that you're buying? We also, I think, answered that question. Is it really avocado oil? Or is it something fake, like the avocado milk that isn't milk at all? It could be. This is not oil. What could it be? Could be crankcase oil. You don't know that until you listen to the clip of the day at djvshow.com. Plus, listen to the program, the whole thing, in its entirety, all Doug, all Jennifer, all Victoria, all the time, at djvshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. We all know that exercise is a great way to lower your risk of heart disease. Now, even if you do exercise, it might be worth kicking it up a notch by including interval training.
Once you warm up, go hard. Go hard enough that you say, this is really hard. You could be swimming, swim a hard lap, you could be on a bike, you can be running, whatever. The second thing is, don't go too long. Just go like 60 seconds. And the third thing is, when you slow down to get your breath back, fully get it back so you can go just as hard next time.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopetsky says there are three great things that happen within seconds of doing an interval or going hard.
One is your muscles tell your heart pump more. The heart likes that. The muscles tell the blood vessels get bigger. I need the blood.
And third, fat starts to break down, providing the energy to keep our muscles working. It's a true trifecta of heart healthy benefits. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Is my non-sequitur of the day. We were just talking about some of the things going on with the three of us. And I said, have you seen a picture of Wayne Newton lately? And then,
no, I haven't checked my daily Wayne Newton posts, so yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You know, I like to save the newsletter for just before I go to bed.
Yeah, she savors it.
Good for you. All right, what's going on in China? The Taiwanese parliament has changed the name of China Airlines because people think that it's the Air China, it's the handle, the national carrier of China, which it is not. It is the national carrier for Taiwan, and they've had quite a lot of, they buy all their planes from America, they're all Boeing planes, whereas there are a couple of different Chinese airlines, actually. Not that they're all that active at the moment, but the Taiwanese, their ministry there has taken a firm stand on, once again, trying to extricate themselves from any identity. And in this case, China Airlines is frequently mistaken as the mainland Air China airline, and so they're changing the name. They haven't figured out what the name ought to be. Why don't they just call it Air Taiwan or something, or Air T?
Because maybe Taiwan doesn't probably have the best connotations, does it?
No, probably not. The United Kingdom has suspended its extradition agreement with Hong Kong over a new security law. The Brits say it's reasonable and proportionate to have this reaction. The new law has significantly changed key assumptions underpinning their extradition treaty arrangements with Hong Kong. He warned that England will not reactivate the treaty without clear and robust safeguards that prevent extradition from the UK being misused. The new law was implemented the first of the month, gives China more power over Hong Kong, and that's why they keep doing this because they're trying to control a portion of their, what they say is theirs, that they can't control. So they have, you know, one country, two systems. That's what the Chinese government says, and they're trying to correct that. The UK has extended its arms embargo on China to the city of Hong Kong. So what does that mean? It means that British companies can't sell anyone in Hong Kong lethal weapons and equipment, which the UK government worries could be used to repress people who live there. Wouldn't put that away from the Chinese. They're capable of pretty much anything and everything, really. So what do we know about the San Francisco Chinese embassy? The fact that one of the researchers there was an army person, and in order to get into this country, you can't be a Chinese army person, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yeah, and especially if you are, you have to actually acknowledge it on your papers. And
does that work for every country?
I'm sure you probably have to acknowledge that you're in the military, but particularly I think it would have more meaning for the Chinese. I mean, the Chinese military and the Chinese communist government all together, that's... I don't know. I would imagine they need to know that. The Justice Department is saying that the San Francisco consulate right now has been used to shield the Chinese from U.S. law. And this researcher is wanted not only just for lying on their forms, but also, I guess, is accused about lying to the FBI directly. So not just on paperwork, but actually in person. The FBI said that they believe that this person went to the San Francisco consulate after and remained there to evade arrest. So...
Wow. Anybody listen to any baseball games? Boy, they sound great on the radio. And this is just very cool to hear any game, but the baseball games on the radio sound... I was listening to one here in Boston. It was just...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida here. I'm Doug Steffen with questions for Dr. Ken. Is it true that if you are a vegetarian, you will live longer and be healthier? And does your things like testosterone in your system, other things that are chemicals in your system, are they helped by being a vegetarian, hurt, or not impacted at all?
Well, complex questions, but let's break it down. We can refer to a study this week about the testosterone question. This is in the World Journal of Urology. New research shows that testosterone levels in men who eat vegetable-heavy diets are similar to those men who eat a lot of meat. And then you're talking about who lives longer. You can... The Mediterranean diet is very competitive, and, you know, cardiologists love to arm wrestle between the two of them, and I think that you should pick between those two based on which one you feel more comfortable with, and I don't think that one is going to, if you stay well on one or the other, I think you'll do well on either one, and it's a matter of just staying at the right weight. Blood pressure, cholesterol, blood pressure after eating the right foods. And if you don't know what they specifically should be, how they should break down for you, calories, percentages of things, this is why dietitians love to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm. For that and many other reasons. All right. Question about food, as long as we're talking about being a vegetarian or food input, are there foods that we should eat that preserve our cognitive function? Is it, we know we're all concerned about Alzheimer's and dementia and that sort of thing, and I know there are new drugs being developed all the time, but there are those who say food, maybe some elements of cannabis will help preserve your functional ability to think and not, you know, you Alzheimer's and dementia, you lose your memory, right? And lose functionality in your body.
Yes, well, over time, I think that if you're asking me one food, usually fish is the one food that will be the best candidate for preserving memory. But again, a well-balanced Mediterranean diet, in my opinion, is the best way to keep your brain functioning. And then watching your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, and weight.
There's a medical researcher named Emily Erlenbaugh who contributes to Forbes magazine who writes this month that cannabis may reduce lung inflammations brought about by COVID-19. And the research is going on. Have you read or heard anything about that? Because I know you're not a big fan of cannabis as a recreational, and I understand that, but there seem to be a number of ways that cannabis, and they're researching them now in various institutions, can help our other maladies, whether it, some people are suggesting that it could help in terms of Alzheimer's and pancreatic cancer and now lung problems. So what do you think?
Well, they're not talking about prevention here, looking at cannabis for COVID-19. What they're looking for is potentially a treatment, and there's some early data that maybe it might be, but it needs a lot more study. But the key is it's not a treatment. And I think anything that impairs your lungs and cannabis used recreationally will is not good. And
so it seems counterintuitive to think that cannabis then would...
Does. Yeah, yes, absolutely. And many things, many treatments are that way. Intuition is often wrong when
it comes to treating. Well, there are other, but if you take the elements that are part of it, that's what they're doing with the pancreatic cancer. They're not saying cannabis is going to fix it, but there's an element in the THC that may help, and that also could be the case with a lung inflammation. They're not suggesting here, I didn't see it when I read, that they're telling you to smoke this stuff.
Correct, exactly. Yeah. The route of getting it will be important because you don't want to put all that smoke in your lungs, whatever.
No, not at all. The suggestion is by some studying this, we only have about 30 seconds left, that lung cancer problems are doubling in our country, even though fewer people are smoking. Is that because more people are being screened, kind of like the COVID thing?
It's part we don't really know. Is it chronic inflammation from obesity? We just don't know. Is it? Are we just diagnosing more of it? Because we do have much better means to diagnose it early, and we may be picking it up with all the imaging we do.
Yeah. Don't forget, the telehealth service conversation is part of our most recent podcast, too, at the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.